With South Australia remaining relatively COVID-free, our reporter Carolyn Jasinski has made the most of her opportunities to travel within the state. And this week she's back in the Riverland and spent 3 nights aboard the paddle wheeler Murray Princess, cruising our largest and longest river. Carolyn spoke to Captain Nick Scancalapore.
Hello, this is Carolyn Jasinski. I'm coming to you from the mighty River Murray, and I'm on the Murray Princess. We've been very lucky and we've been allowed into the wheelhouse. So the noise you can hear now is the wheel turning, and we've got Nick, our captain. Nick is the youngest captain of a ship I have ever come across. How old are you?
30 years
old. 30? Ah, that's amazing. No wonder all the ladies on board are looking at you with raised eyebrows. This is a really, it's a special trip. We're on SeaLink's reintroduction of the Murray Princess. We're doing a three-night, four-day cruise. It's called the Restart Cruise, and it's basically combining how many? Almost a four-day cruise into a three-day at the moment.
It's all probably the best parts of the four-night cruise into a weekend. So the barbecue site and the north tourism. Yeah.
And we started in Manham. So for anybody who wants to or is thinking about coming on a Murray cruise, you can drive up to Manham, up to the Riverland, or you can hop on a free shuttle bus that comes from town, brings you all the way up to the Riverland, which is all the way is an hour and a half. It's very close. Hop on this beautiful paddle steamer. So it's a nod to the past, but you're in the comfort of today. So can you explain like where we have been?
Yep, so we obviously departed Manham, headed upstream, and we went as far as Big Bend, which is an iconic part of the river with the most scenic cliffs that we have here in the River Murray and in South Australia. They're about 6 kilometres long and probably the most photographed set of cliffs here in South Australia.
They're stunning, aren't they? Especially beautiful. Late evening when you get that sun on them, the afternoon
definitely.
Sun. You were saying how tall they were yesterday?
40 metres high. About 40 metres high. And they do a 180-degree turn. So you enter them from downstream facing upstream, heading north, and you come out facing south.
It's a stunning ride. So from a passenger point of view, you're sitting on the sun deck, winter sun. You can't believe it's winter up here. It's, you know, in the 20s. It's stunning weather, but the views are spectacular. On one side, you might have floodplains and beautiful old gums, and on the other side, you've got these 40-metre cliffs, red ochre, beautiful oranges. They change colour. And as we're passing so close, I can't believe how close we get, you can see the little birds, the corellas and the pigeons and all sorts coming out of their little holes. Mother Nature's made these gorgeous little nests. Now, if we come back to Nick, how did you become to be a captain at 30 years old?
Well, I guess it started when I was at school. I had a job in Port Adelaide on the dolphin cruises washing dishes. And then the owner and the master of that boat took me up to the wheelhouse one day and said, would you like a drive? And from then it's just been in my blood, I guess. And I've been on a boat fishing with my dad since I was born, I guess.
Right.
And then I come on here as a deckhand 12 years ago. And then I left and went, did a bit of stuff offshore and towing some barges, and then came back here as master in 2016.
So the grand age of 30, you're at the helm.
At the helm.
Literally.
Steering it.
Yeah. So from the wheelhouse, just to let everybody know, the aim is to keep the rudder at midship, is that what you called it?
Well, in a position that keeps the vessel safe, I guess. But
right.
Yeah, so we navigate by look at the moment, because it's all deep water through here, just by local knowledge.
Right. So the wheel's constantly turning, and Nick tells us that we try to keep in a straight line, but to do that, as we come up to a bend, you have to start to almost drift like you do in a car.
Yeah.
So the back end
swings
out?
Yeah.
Right.
Fairly well.
And how deep is the river here?
13 metres under our hull. We draw 1.2, so it's a good 14 and a half metres.
It's a pretty high-tech view that we've got in here. There's gauges and screens, and there's knobs and all sorts of things. I can't pretend to know what's going on. But there's a massive wheel right in the middle that looks very old school. And Nick's steering a lot of the time with his feet.
It's a hard job.
Don't be frightened, everybody. It's a good job. It is beautiful view, though. And look, we've had days of, as I said, beautiful sunshine, so peaceful. This is what you need to do if you want to calm the nerves. The food and wine on board is great. You're just treated all the time. But we've had not a lot of time just to sit and relax. Today's been quite unusual. We've had a couple of hours to enjoy the sun because there's something you can do all the time. We've had offshore barbecues. We went to Nortnort, which is an incredible Aboriginal site where we've seen carvings and native bush tucker, all sorts of, and an insight into the history. We've had last night with the Woolshed. That was a really interesting stop where we went and saw sheep shearing and entertained by nocturnal tours and the dark sky night. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? Up in the Riverland, it's a certified dark sky night area. So if you need to do stargazing, perfect place to come. Today we've had a taste of the Riverland. We've tasted food and wine, all samplings of the local things. It's just never ending. Oh, we're going in a little boat this afternoon called the Dragonfly. What does that do?
So that does eco tours,
right?
Along the cliffs, and Peter Hunter is the owner operator of that, and they're quite informative about the ecosystem and the cliffs and how the area was once a inland sea.
That's good, yeah.
So it's quite informative.
Yeah, it's bizarre when you come this far inland and you find fossils of sea life, isn't it? Yeah. We've also had an onboard talk by our first officer, and she's told us all about paddle steamers and the history of life on the river and how it was, the river was the main highway at one stage, wasn't it? Back, what era was that?
The 1800s, I think.
1800s.
Okay. The trading, main source of trade was on the river before the railways came in.
Right.
So, yeah, hay and wool and flour all got delivered by paddle steamers in the early days.
Right. But it is a fantastic trip. I still can't believe our captain's only 30 years old. He's so competent and confident. It's been a wonderful trip, very smooth, highly recommend it. And thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
I'll let you get back to steering the ship.
We'll do. Thanks for your time as well.
Carolyn Tosinski there, speaking with Murray Prince's skipper, Nick Skangalapore.